And now it's time for our latest installment of our Zip Code Stories series, and a new winner. Zip Code Stories is Radio Boston's collaboration with The Drum, Boston's audio literary magazine. We ask you to write a short story that captures the essence of your neighborhood, and we pick one story each round to feature on the show. And joining me now is the editor of The Drum and co-creator of Zip Code Stories, Henriette Lazaridis Power. Welcome back, Henriette. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Anthony.
So, remind us what the theme was for this round.
This round, our theme was expecting the unexpected.
Okay, and we have a winner. Please do the honor for us, Henriette.
The winner is Kim Savage of Winchester with her story called The Fells.
And Kim Savage is here with us. And Kim, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for joining us. The Fells, it's a dark, even spooky story. I'm looking forward to talking to you about it. But can you read it for us first?
I will. Statistically speaking, girls like me don't come back when guys like Donald Jessup take us. According to my research, in 88.5% of all abductions, the person is killed within the first 24 hours. In 76% of those cases, it's within the first 3 hours. So when they found me alive after 3 days, everyone in town called it a miracle. They liked it even better when they found out Donald Jessup didn't want me at first. He wanted Liv. But I took her place. Not only did they have a miracle, they had a martyr, a teenage mutant ninja saint. Liv says all I do is talk about it, which is ironic because I'm the one who has trouble remembering. I don't blame Liv for being annoyed. At least I got nice articles written about me in the Winchester Star. Local girl saves pal from kidnapper. Heroine found alive in Middlesex Fells Reservation. I think Liv reminded Donald Jessup of a deer, all knees and angles and big brown eyes. In his messed up brain, he thought he was Zagreus, the great hunter. Zagreus was his avatar in Prey, which he played 24/7 in the basement of his mother's house. My theory is he couldn't get enough of virtual Prey and decided to bring the action to life. It rained nonstop that March, and the Aberjona overflowed, and the high school gym flooded. The track warped in places where the water underneath forced it up, so the track team had to run in a pack all over town. If you were really hardcore, like Liv and me, you ran in the Fells. Our game went like this. Liv passed me, I fought to catch up, and I got faster. She made me faster. Except that afternoon, I wished she would slow down, because the cold was inside my thighs, making them thick, and my sneakers couldn't get traction on the rain-bloated leaves. A membrane of ice stretched across a pocket of still water. Liv leapt over, kept going. I halted at the edge, yanking my hat over my ears and knocking my earbuds and MP3 player down with them into the puddle. "Wait!" I called. I thrust my hand into the water. My fingers grazed rubber, and I followed the cord to its source, extracting the slim metal rectangle from the muck and wiping it on my pants. The last leg of Rock Circuit Trail was ahead, layered with skeletal shrubs and stones. I hadn't wanted to take this trail, but Liv had begged. Now there were just 10 more feet, one sharp turn, and everything open to a fire road where the running was clean and easy. Leap over. Keep going. "All set," I cried as I rounded the curve. A shard of sunlight cut through the trees and blinded me. I blinked through the pain until I saw the man holding Liv. That's where the remembering stops.
That's Kim Savage with her story, The Fells, the latest winner of Zip Code Stories. Kim Savage, well done.
Thank you.
It's spooky, as I said. And I have to ask, is this story based on an actual event that you lived through?
Well, Anthony, I have children, so it's only autobiographical in the sense that I think you write to keep your fears at bay.
I see. Well, tell me where the inspiration came from.
I live in Winchester. I'm actually a former journalist, and I'm writing a novel that's based in Winchester, from which The Fells is adapted. I wanted to explore what would happen if the narrator went from the very ordered world that she knows into a disordered one where the unexpected happens. And Winchester is, it's a classic upscale city burb. It has a very orderly downtown of shops and restaurants and carefully manicured grounds. But there's a part of Winchester that's not so civilized. It's the Middlesex Fells Reservation, which everyone knows as the Fells. It has waterfalls and pools and caves and crumbling stone walls. It feels like something out of Shakespeare or Grimm's fairy tales.
Henriette, what stood out to you in this story?
One of the things that I was struck with was that it's sort of narrated backwards. We start with the most remote information, the statistics, and gradually we get to the actual moment, which I thought was an interesting experience for the reader or the listener. And I think the relationship between the two girls and the abductor is very interesting. It takes a little bit before the reader understands what's happened.
Kim, tell me more about the Fells. Do you run there? And what's the mood of the place?
Yeah, I do run there. You can go forever and not see a person. It feels like you are not anywhere close to a suburb. And I wanted to just explore how, if somebody was confronted by the unexpected, would they be changed?
Mm. And the novel that you're writing is going to build on this story. Is this extracted from that novel?
It is. It's adapted from the beginning of my novel, which is, it's currently in revision. The novel is about a girl who saves her best friend from an abduction, only to find out that her friend set the whole thing up.
Oh, wow.
So there's quite a twist.
Well, Kim Savage, congratulations on an excellent story, and best of luck with your novel, and thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So, Henriette, what's the theme of our next Zip Code Story Challenge?
For the next round, we're doing something a little different yet again. We're giving everybody a sentence to use as the opening sentence for their Zip Code story.
Ah, interesting.
And the sentence is, she saw something at the water's edge and...
And that's it. And then the story follows.
You take it from there.
All right. So remember, stories have to be 500 words or less, and our deadline is July 31st. You can find a lot more information about Zip Code Stories. You can also read Kim Savage's story at RadioBoston.org. Henriette Lazaridis-Power, editor of The Drum, thank you as well.
Thank you very much.
And up next, we turn to Connecticut and the huge fiscal challenges facing the world's largest casino. We'll ask if Foxwoods is a cautionary tale for prospective casino developers in Massachusetts. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.